CB Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Good morning, Henry.
Bonjour, Steve. First, the main points. Cultural animation and reading centers worth over 43 billion CFA francs will soon see the light of day across Cameroon as strides by the government to promote access to books. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have approved the use of two new vaccines to combat the significant increase in pox cases and the emergence of a more virulent strain. The three matches of the National Handball Championships in the men and women categories will be played in Betwa, Boya, and Yaoundé over the weekend. The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, will preside over the 67th Ordinary Session of the Maritime Fisheries Development Fund this Friday, June 28, 2024. The session, to take place at Sawa Hotel Douala, will begin at 11 a.m. prompt. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications will receive an audience this Friday, June 28, 2024, winners of the Huawei ICT competition, which took place recently in China. Scheduled for 2 p.m., the three winners, Arabo Yusufa, Etua Kamacha, and Gepi Netedem, students from SUPTIC and the University of Boya, competed in the social networking category and were ranked first. This falls within the Cameroon government's framework to prepare ICT projects conceived and concretized by young Cameroonians. The accounts sessions of the Board of Administration of the University of Yaoundé 2 will be held this Friday from 10 a.m. at the main campus in Soa and will be chaired by Professor Maurice Chuinti, President of the Board of Administration. It is contained in a release signed by the rector of the University of Yaoundé 2, Professor Richard Laurent Ongba. The decision by Nigeria and Cameroon not to refer to the International Court of Justice for further interpretation of the 2002 ruling on the Bakassi affair has been formalized. This was announced by the chairperson of the Cameroon-Nigeria Mixed Commission to the Prime Minister, Joseph Dion Guti, in Yaoundé. Leonardo Santos Simao, who was speaking during an audience accorded him by the head of government, also presented other key decisions concerning the border demarcation process. A project worth over 43 billion CFA francs aimed at promoting access to books through the construction of cultural animation and reading centers will soon go operational across Cameroon. A workshop to validate the sample plans of the infrastructure was chaired in Yaoundé by the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidunquat, and attended, among others, by the Director General of the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FAICOM, Philippe Camille Akwa. George Mwam has the details.
Access to books play a key role in education, social development, and the exercise of democracy, but this remains a major problem in developing countries, especially in rural communities. The construction of cultural animation and reading centers across municipalities in Cameroon, championed by the Francophonie, will help enhance the reading culture in the local population, as underlined by the head of Unit for Research, Development and Innovation at FAICOM, Bisek Muriel.
They will offer diverse type of spaces for culture, for reading, for listening, also watching spectacles, and to promote culture in our local community.
The project to endow local collectivities with infrastructure adapted to their climatic and cultural realities will kick off with a pilot phase involving 19 councils.
For phase one, it will be 19 localities. The general manager of FAICOM said earlier that we are more than willing to accompany all the mayors that will request fundings for these specific infrastructures.
For the head of the book department at the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Kampwe Kampwe, the cultural animation and reading centers will also serve as leisure spots for the youth and deter them them from indulging in deviant behaviors.
Many of our youth don't have places where they can go to be educated by themselves. So with the clerk, they will have a place that will go and have different books free of charge.
According to the terms of the project, beneficiary councils provide the infrastructure and the necessary human resources, while the Francophonie supplies the documentation, multimedia and ICT equipment, as well as an integrated sound system dedicated for artistic and cultural animation.
George Mwam reporting. Maritime law and basic concepts governing the sector in Africa and Cameroon in particular are at the center of discussions between lawyers and experts in the domain. For 3 days, lawyers will upgrade their skills on mechanisms that can help in the management of the marine sector around the African sub-region. Sidoni Jomadi reports.
Over 95% of the economy is based on maritime law transport, and the said law has helped in maintaining safety and security at sea, one of the reasons that prompted lawyers to upgrade their skills in the domain to better handle maritime contracts. Ba Eric Ba is the president of the Bar Council.
More than 60% of the members of our bar are young people. The initiative to see that we get into the training is most appropriate. We expect that measures like this should be able to help us in this task of training. We are trying to see how we make it mandatory, and for the younger ones, that is the key.
While opening the seminar, the president of the Cameroon Union of Young Lawyers, Barrister Tommy Nkwongo Agbo, gave explanations on the importance of this training.
We import a lot of things, we export a lot of things, and we are the only route to the sea in a landlocked country in the SIMAC region. And so there's a lot of maritime business within the region, and that is being controlled in Cameroon. But we want more lawyers, and young lawyers are ready to go out, look for quests for information and training, and to understand what it entails for this sector.
The training campaign on marine law has also brought together lawyers from Mali, Congo, and Cote d'Ivoire.
CRTV News. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have approved the use of 2 new vaccines to combat the significant increase in pox cases and the emergence of a more virulent strain. Since the start of last year, Congo has reported over 20,000 cases of pox, with more than 1,000 deaths, primarily affecting children. Regulatory authorities in the country have granted emergency use authorization for 2 vaccines, Genois and LC16. In sport, the 3 matches of the National Handball Championships in the men and women categories will be played over the weekend in Betwa, Boya and Yaoundé. Leaders, fans, men will clash with Spartiates in Yaoundé tomorrow, Saturday, while youth that are topping in the women's category will take on city rivals Tekasi on Sunday. On to our political write-up this Friday, Cameroon and the Central African Republic have recommitted themselves to reinforce collaboration to secure their frontier. The pledge was taken at the end of the 6th session of the Transborder Ad Hoc Commission and the 3rd session of the Permanent Security Border Commission. The closing ceremony of the event was co-chaired by the Territorial Administration Ministers of both countries, Albert Njembonde.
Most of the proposals and recommendations taken 2 years ago in Yaoundé will be reiterated in Bangui this year, given that they were not implemented due to the political situation in the Central African Republic leading to the country's constitutional referendum. The few trips to some border localities where there are misgivings, like Mboye 2 in Yokadoma subdivision, will be recommended. Experts also intend to propose 2 legal instruments, one which is a memorandum of understanding for greater collaboration of local administrative and security officials along the borderline, and the other, an accord instituting a permanent border mix commission. These 2 documents, the experts suggest, should be subject to a special session for examination in Yaoundé. The key notes on these will be subject to a procès verbal and a final communique, which will be examined by the experts and then the members of government of the 2 countries before its approval, marking the end of the sessions in Bangui. And as tradition holds, the outcome of the proceedings will be transmitted to Presidents Paul Biya of Cameroon and Faustin Archange Touadéra of the Central African Republic for further instructions and orientations. Albert Njiembonde, Yannick Ayagma on special assignment in Bangui.
That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.